We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, what's up? What's going on? How's everyone? Hope your life is great, because ours are. It's CHGO Tavern Style, and we are here to talk to you. I am Big Dave, CHGO Bulls.
Patrick Norton, CHGO Digest.
Yes, and we are brought to you by Salerno's Pizza. It is presented by Salerno's Pizza. Head over to the Grand Avenue location or call 312-666-3444. Make a reservation today. Save yourself 50% off your slice of za. P, what's up?
Not much.
Let's talk about some Hard Knocks.
All right, let's do it.
All right, it's a thing. All right, and it feels like it's a show that the Bears have been avoiding for a very, very long time.
Yeah, now, forever.
Yeah, forever, yes. Now, I don't think the Bears have been as compelling as they are right now.
No.
So this would be a good time, but also there's the other side. I'm sure they don't want the distractions. They just want to focus on Caleb, build their new team, their new dynasty.
Yeah.
What are your feelings on it?
They're going to get it. At this point, okay. There are three teams that can be forced to do it this offseason, and it's the Bears, it's the Saints, and I think the Broncos.
That is correct.
What do those teams have going on for them?
Derek Carr,
Bo Nix, or Caleb Williams?
Bo Nix is a cool name. I'd like to know more about that name.
Yeah.
Tell me more about Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Bo Nichols.
The Bears had two guys drafted before Bo Nix. This year.
That's fair.
And I think when presented with that opportunity, you kind of have to look at it and say 1-9 or 12. And that's,
yeah.
Give me 1-9.
I'm old school, man. Like, I don't want all that stuff around my team. You know,
okay.
I don't want all the cameras distracting them. And maybe I'm old school and biased, you know, because that's my squad. I want everything to be focused on football. But you can't deny how compelling that story is.
Yeah.
Number one draft pick. You just mentioned Aroma Dunze, number 9 pick. You got Ryan Poles, the cool hip young GM. You got your coach now who's filled out with the beard, looking smooth now, trying to get his Lovie Smith on. I'm not mad at him at all. You got a team that looks like they're ready to just kind of either take over division and take over a conference at a very young time. So I get why that would be compelling to television, right?
It's great television. It's kind of the thing that gets me is that preseason football is preseason football. It's never been the most interesting topic in the world.
Fair.
But when Liev Schreiber and that just that voice and the music of Hard Knocks comes on, it's like it's football season.
Mm,
and to me,
that's true.
The opportunity for the Bears to have that would get me going right into the season. Like, that would be awesome. I agree that there can be the distraction.
Sure.
Especially when you have a quarterback who is not familiar with that locker room yet. I know that he is going to have time to get used to that locker room beforehand, OTAs and whatnot, but sure, there are definitely risks involved. The other risk that I see is what if Eberflus or anybody else who's like interviewed, what if they come across looking silly or bad?
Mm-hmm.
you know, I think it was the Dolphins a few years ago. They had it, and it was Joe Philbin. Mm-hmm. Joe Philbin just looked bad.
Well, his name is Joe Philbin.
Yeah.
I don't know too many cool looking Joe Philbins out. No disrespect to Joe Philbins around the world. I just don't know any. If I know you, you know, send me a message. We'll talk. We'll hang out.
There's one Joe Philbin.
There's one? There's one Joe Philbin. Shout out to Sean for knowing everybody. And he's probably going to take them to Salerno's on tap and get them some awesome pizza. And you can do the same. 1201 West Grand Avenue is the address. It's in West Town. You can enjoy that tavern-style pizza, some ice-cold beers, whether you add it to the game or you want to watch it live or you want to watch it on the big screen there. Or you want to watch it at home. They got you covered either kind of way, man. Just go to salernospizza.com or call 312-666-3444. And if you mention CHGO, you will get half off of that pizza. That's 50% half off of a pizza. That sounds attractive and sexy to me.
Hell yeah.
So I wanted, well, you want to say something.
I did want to say something, Big Dave, if that's all right.
Yes,
is it that much of a distraction? Because first off, he's a star, baby. I mean, well, this kid's not distracted by anything. He wants the limelight.
Sure.
So I think that actually might turn him on a little bit more, like lock him in because he's got cameras around. He know that he really can't have a false step.
Yeah.
I kind of welcome it because I think he's made for it. I think the bigger the lights, the better for Caleb. I mean, so far from what we've seen, I think if you make it a ho-hum and a quiet deal, I don't think that really feeds into his personality.
Well, I don't disagree with that. And I was going to kind of piggyback on that point there of Caleb being star. He's been star made since what, high school? In his mind, since 8 years old. So he's been
in LA the last 2 years.
Right. The man had his own apartment, you know, in high school. You know, he's got a mansion. He's got a penthouse.
Yeah.
You're right. You know, you're not wrong, Sean. When I say distraction, I mean it more so from a front office standpoint. And when I say I don't mean Ryan Poles, I mean the McCaskies. So I don't think they want those cameras in there because they might feel it's a distraction or they'll be closing some doors and making some things harder for them to try to get and to try to see. And I think that way it could become a distraction to what's going on the field when they're like, oh, we only filled in the last 2 seconds of this right here. Now we got to move on and get out the way and get all our stuff and get to moving. I feel like that way it could be a distraction because I don't think the McCaskies and them will be on the same page with that.
Well, I think every year that we hear that the McCaskies aren't interested, my initial reaction is always, what are they hiding? it's why don't you want that? I understand you're gonna hide some stuff and some stuff is gonna be off limits, but get the cameras in the building. You already do the 1920 football drive, which is essentially like Hard Knocks but Bears propaganda instead.
That is true. I didn't even think of that. You're absolutely right. But again, they control that.
They do.
And I think that's what makes it easier for them. And it's one thing we know about Chicago. I don't want to turn Chicago on this thing, but we know they like control.
Yeah.
It's what they do.
Yeah.
But as you mentioned, I believe, what, there are 18 teams or 16 or 18 teams that haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
I know there are more on the NFC side than it is the AFC side that has it done. I think the Jets have done it twice. You know what I mean? And I know one thing. I like it for other teams so much. I loved watching the Baltimore Ravens one.
Baltimore Ravens one was great.
It was fantastic. The Cleveland Brown ones I like. It made me like David Njoku even more just watching that. You know, the Dolphins one you mentioned, I like because it fills me in more with the players and I get to know them a little bit more. So I like it from that aspect.
I don't like the in-season.
Correct. That's what I was going to say. Oh, I like when you're my brain, P. Yes, I don't like it in season. I want it to stop at a certain point in time. You know what I mean? I don't even want game one.
It's football
one.
Season.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Leave me alone. Yeah. I want them to play football. And that's it, right?
Yeah.
Man, that's how it feels for me, man. But I would like to see a couple teams that haven't done it. Just before my thing, I want to see the Packers.
Yep.
I would love to see how that works. You know what I mean? I would love to see the
Panthers. I'd love for that to be a distraction.
Yes, correct, sir. Mm-hmm. He's in my brain again. Panthers, I like too. I don't know why. I just do. Just because they have a young quarterback and they traded us all this stuff. I want to see what's going on over there.
Probably not a lot.
Well, and that owner's a nightmare.
Yeah,
that owner's real hands-on.
Do you see him show up to that bar because they were talking crazy?
You know what I mean?
What's up with this guy, though? He's disrespectful. So Denver, I think I'd like to see, too, because there's a lot of chaos over there in Denver. And I feel like they're kind of like the Bears in a way. They don't want people in their circle or square, however you want to say it. But I want to get in there. And, of course, the Patriots.
Yeah.
I definitely want to see what's going on with the Patriots. They, like you said, they have their own propaganda. You know what I mean? They have their own shows and things like that.
Yeah.
But I think that's why we like Hard Knocks, right? Like, it's from not from anybody's perspective on the team, correct?
Yep.
Yeah. I like it like that, man. So is there any team that you kind of want to see? Let's say the Panthers, there's the Saints, there's the Giants, there's the Eagles.
I wouldn't mind seeing the Eagles because I kind of want to know a lot more about Jalen Hurts.
Mm. Okay.
They're a very successful team that's going to be very good for a very long time in the coming decade.
Yeah.
And it hasn't clicked for them in terms of they didn't get past the Chiefs. And then this year they were good, but they weren't as good, even though that their record said that they were great.
That's a great point.
So kind of what's going on there.
And how did they practice the tush push?
Yeah.
I think people want to know that. You know, do you call it tush push or what was the other name for it? It was two names for it. I can't remember.
The brotherly shove.
Thank you. Yes. The brotherly shove.
I get it because it's Philly, but tush push is better.
Tush push.
Yes. Pushing the tush.
Yeah, you're pushing the tush.
It's an excuse to use the word tush.
Yes,
so man. Push it.
Yeah. Push it real good. You got the Commanders as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they haven't done it yet. Seahawks. I don't really want to see the Seahawks. Buffalo. You want to see Buffalo?
At this point, no. Everyone's going to get fired from there soon.
Fair point. Jaguars, they could be interesting, you know.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence, you know, Doug Peterson.
Compelling.
Yeah, a little bit. But you hear Jacksonville and everything shuts down, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. Yeah. Two more. You got the Steelers?
Yeah, if they did it this year, sure.
Okay.
With Justin? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, and Russell, what's that like? Oh, yeah, that is compelling television. Yeah. You're right. And the Titans.
No.
No.
Not interested at all.
All right. We're not interested in it, man. That's it? You good for that, Sean?
I'm good with that. There was one team. What was it before the Jaguars you threw out there?
For the Jaguars, I said Denver. And then there was Buffalo.
I would do Buffalo just because I want to see inside of Sean McDermott's 9/11 brain and how he's warming up these guys and all these leaks that are coming out. I think the angle of everyone getting fired is actually interesting.
Yeah.
I'll take Sean McDermott.
If they did it this year, sure.
Get on the hunt.
No one will be there next year.
Has anyone been fired from, like, coaching position on Hard Knocks? I know players been cut. I mean, that's a thing.
Obviously. Yeah. Well, Joe Philbin cut Chad Johnson.
Yes.
And that one sticks with me. That's why he's a clown today.
Damn. I love that P is coming out. Like, God dang it, I hate everybody over there. Can't stand him, man. Oh, well, we love y'all, though. And thank y'all for watching this. And thank y'all for enjoying this. We got more on the way. It's Daily Tavern Style, different hosts, but always the cool producer and our guy, Sean Anderson. Thank y'all for hanging out. For my man, Patrick Norton, I'm Big Dave. We out. Peace.
Y'all silly like the mayor.